Talkstop.com.
The United States, working with partners around the world, stands ready to provide support for Ukraine as it takes the reforms it needs to get back to economic stability.
Welcome to America Tonight, the Ukraine on the minds of many. That was the voice of the White House, Jay Carney, at the daily press briefing. The United States, one of a handful of countries that will kick in for the $35 billion the Ukraine says that it needs right now. It is bleeding cash. And that's not the only thing, of course. Who's in charge is the big story. At this point, a missing ex-president and a lot of questions surrounding what's going to happen in the Ukraine. Where is it headed? And Russia certainly is not extending any kind of a helping hand with what's going on in that country. The White House offered support, and the president, the Ukraine president, built a $75 million home on $25,000 worth of pay. So there's some explaining to do, and there's some people who really want to talk with the ousted dude as he is on the run and has stunned a few people when they have looked behind the curtains at his own little Versailles as to what has become the true monument to corruption there. He earned, supposedly, less than $25,000 a year for his political career, but he owned a whole bunch of houses in a definitely economically strapped country. I mean, they were bleeding it. So it's just another sign of corruption in that area. And he owned a 340-acre estate north of Kiev. Wow. And the riches abound. The riches abound. It's a country where 35% of the population live under the poverty line. Under the poverty line. And his story doesn't matter at this point other than his whereabouts, Yankovych, where he fled to, and will he answer for anything is still the big question mark. Because he was the president from 2010 until last week when he's booted from what some are calling a coup, his country. He is the most wanted man, accused of a whole bunch of crimes, including murder and corruption. Murder and corruption. And now it is really a who's who of who's in charge, and it's just the parliament, basically, which is part of the problem that some are having with where are you giving the money? Who are you giving the money to? What are you doing with the money? But at least it's not on fire like last week when we were seeing horrific pictures coming from Kiev. And it looked like it was not going to stop. So at least the fire has been put out. At least that's been quelled for now. For now. In the meantime, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here on America Tonight, to be sure, including an interesting conversation with Justin Danhof about GE. And after years and years of pounding them over the money they were dumping into climate control, the fact that shareholders are celebrating now that they're not spending the money on it, that they've officially stopped doing that. So what is the reality of GE saying no to pushing money in the way of climate change? It's had a ripple effect already, a ripple effect. So Justin Danhof, coming up, the National Center for Policy Control joins us to talk about the legal side of that and what's happened and where he's headed next. Somebody who always had a plan, I think, in a way, was George Washington, from what I've read anyway. And I think this is very cool. A letter written by George to the troops during the Revolutionary War is for sale. An original letter. An inspirational letter that was written in 1778 to the leaders of Philadelphia during the war. 1778. And a dealer in those sort of things says that this was shortly after the British forces withdrew from Philadelphia. And one of the lines from the letter is, "The same national virtues which have hereto frustrated the designers of the enemy will perpetuate to this city a full enjoyment of all the blessings which have been the objects of the present glorious and important contest." Well, that makes you curious as to what else he said. Up for sale, $120,000. $120,000. I don't know, that'd be kind of a cool thing to have, but that amount of money, you'd have to be kind of like that ex-president of the Ukraine, money to burn. Part of that other percent that could write the big check and not be concerned about it. All right, speaking of writing a big check, apparently some people are going to have to do that because premiums are going to increase or might increase for 11 million. This is under the umbrella of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. 11 million workers. So Republicans are saying, you know what? We're renewing our fight against all things Obamacare. No matter if, and they don't add this, but no matter if it's here to stay or not. 11 million small business employees are going to see the premiums go up. It says the higher rates are due to the health law's requirement that premiums can't be based on the person's age. So that's pushed the premiums higher for younger workers and lower for older ones. The report found that 65% of small businesses would see a spike in the insurance in their insurance premiums they were paying. About 35% of small businesses would see lower rates for plans covering 6 million people. And Republicans say, you know, this is just a report. It's easy to look at this and see where we're headed. And they say it's 11 million more reasons to repeal the law. In fact, the House Small Business Community Chair, Congressman Sam Graves from Missouri, said the report is the latest piece of bad news for the law, which hit a snag earlier in the month after they announced another delay. Of course, we're used to the delays, I suppose. But when we're talking about one of the facts coming out of the recent study showing that 2/3 of Americans who work at small businesses will see a premium increase, that's not good news by any stretch of the imagination. How many people work for a small business and then you multiply it like they did with the numbers? Stay with us. We're checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. You know, I'm fond of saying that you blow up the mailbag, meaning we get tons of emails during the day. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. Got this one from Jake in Austin. Every day we hear from Jake in Austin. Kate, what do you think Governor Brewer's going to do this time around? Both senators in Arizona say she should veto this bill that allows businesses to deny service for religious reasons. What's your best guess on this one? She's getting pressure from all sides on it, and ultimately it has to be in a line with what she thinks should happen. And a lot of businesses in Arizona, owned by some very conservative people, are saying, no, you got to veto this sucker. You can't allow this to happen. Because if it happens, it's going to take business away from us and defeats the purpose. And they're concerned about the 2015 Super Bowl. That's supposed to be held in Phoenix. They're worried that this will push them off. The Phoenix Economic Council president says he thinks that she's going to veto the bill because there was a similar one, by the way, last year and did it because it puts businesses in a bad position and creates a litigious environment, which is what I said before in the show. I think that's what happens. I think that you would have a lot of lawsuits over this in different directions, too. Not just because, oh, somebody refuses service because somebody's gay. It could be for a myriad of reasons they could just come up with. And I think they don't want to get, I think Arizona doesn't want to get tangled up in this, knowing that it could affect the economy of a state that does rely a little on those, a lot on people moving there and tourism dollars. So they don't want that, they don't want to be in that position. Got another one there, Will. Thumbs down if Brewer does not say no to this cockamamie bill. It is too lopsided and will ultimately end in bleeding Arizona dry, or at least taking a nick out of it. It doesn't really make any sense. Here's another one. This one from Bob, listening in the great state of Florida. He says, Kate, I wanted to point out to you a story that I happened to hear about when I was watching good old Fox News. You probably know it. But did you hear the story about the guy who was carrying the Bible, the Ohio bus driver, where the bullets hit the Bible instead and probably saved his life? And actually, for sure, they're saying it did save his life. It's not the best story. I think it's like it wasn't meant to be. So he has this version of the Bible, this contemporary version, by the way, is what he said, and he's got it in his pocket right by his chest. So when they think it was a gang initiation, when they jumped him outside of the bus and they shot him, it saved him, essentially. Otherwise, he probably would have been killed. That almost point blank range, talking about hitting him in the chest. I would have to think that. This is one of those. Do you believe in coincidence or something higher than that? I would say he has to feel pretty good about having it hit in that position. But I think the other part of this is what is the gang initiation thing? That's scary. Just hit somebody, knock them off, shoot them, whatever, and then you are in. You move up a peg, and we indoctrinate you into the ways. And that's all that happened there. Is he was working on the outside of the bus, and then they went after him. So, yeah, that's tough. Really tough. Okay, Maria says, I've been following this Ukraine thing because I have family friends that used to live there, and they've told us a lot about what life was like, and they're very saddened by what's happened. I think the U.S. should send a little bit of support, and I think that that happens, according to something I read in the New York Times, but it is tough to deal with a country when there is not a solid leader, and you have to sort of pick who you're going to trust in this scenario, and we really don't know much, do we, Kate? No, we don't really know much, because now they're finding these horrific things out about the president, who had all this money, obviously. He was ripping people off and was spending it in an outrageous way, with a couple of houses and all that, all the things that would go along with a lavish lifestyle, while the people are starving around him, and now he's in the wind. So who ends up taking his spot is a definite, I mean, it's definitely huge. There's going to be, obviously, an election. They've talked about it 6-7 months from now. But what happens in that time period, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, what happens in that time period? Because that's a big deal in that transition. Certainly, there would be anything to end those clashes, but if you have a lot of unemployment, 8%, you don't get enough help, you see inflation, your currency is being killed, yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. Wouldn't be a good thing. This one from John, who says, sometimes I hear you talk about Wall Street a little bit and the fact that a lot of us will end up controlling our own portfolios. Did you notice that the roller coaster ride is not over? In fact, we're at a high point right now. It was a incredible open on Monday in the markets. Yes, of course I noticed the Dow booted up and rallied like 104 points. The S&P was up over 11 points and the NASDAQ 29 points, talking about those stocks. So that's, despite all the weather and what people have been complaining about, that's a good vote of confidence, to say the least. Because those numbers are pretty significant. Here's one from Shady. I love that. That's got to be a nickname. Shady. And Shady says, are you paying attention to what's going on, girl, with the midterm elections? Big labor. Once their representatives back, they're pumping and dumping close to $300 million into the 2014 elections. They certainly have it with enough union members. One of the biggest targets is Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker. Kate, do you think he hangs on to his seat? I don't know, because he, in the last election, if you recall, he won pretty handily. It might not have seemed that in the beginning of the night, but it seemed that way at the end of the night. So, yeah, labor spent a lot of money on targeting the elections. And all around the unions intending to push a theme of the midterms and boosting their theme. One of their things is boosting the minimum wage. Boosting the minimum wage. And so they're pushing for that. Pushing for it. I don't think we're going to see it. The federal mandate that kicked in, the president's, of course, but I don't know that we're going to see that happen otherwise. I don't think so. If it does come up, I don't think it'll be that 10-10. Because I think there'll be too much, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a whole bunch of other people there'll be a massive outcry. So, That's another one of those wait and see what happens. Let's handicap it and we'll wait and see where we end up. All right, we're going to end up on the flip side of this thing, the Pentagon cuts. What does Governor Nikki Haley think about it? Find out next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
He basically said, many people in this room have asked for cuts, now you're getting them. But you don't go after the National Guard to cut. That's not where you go.
You might recognize the voice, Governor Nikki Haley, Republican from South Carolina, not happy with the Pentagon cuts. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be happy. She's talking about the National Guard cuts. And you heard her say, you don't go there. Why are you going there to cut? And the situation, they say, is just that dire. Hey, we got to take a knife to this. What are we supposed to do? And so it brings up that whole thing again, the struggle over the military and what you're pulling out. The cuts announced Monday by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel will, according to former Vice President Dick Cheney, he says, it's going to hurt the president's ability to protect the country. He says, it's over the top. It's enormous long-term damage to the military. All right, here's Chuck Hagel.
We must now adapt, innovate, and make difficult decisions to ensure that our military remains ready and capable, maintaining its technological edge over all potential adversaries. This is a time for reality. This is a budget that recognizes the reality of the magnitude of our fiscal challenges.
All right, so you heard that there, the fiscal challenges. And, you know, so basically, Hagel argued for this before, saying this puts us in a bad situation. It reduces the military to pre-World War II levels. Now, some would say, you know what, look at other countries and where they are, and why does this have such an incredible impact on us? And here's what the problem is. We don't know what the future holds, right? But because of allowing ourselves to be pushed around by this enormous deficit, this is what happens. I mean, this is what happens. What they're saying is they're accusing, not there, a lot of people are accusing the administration of spending more money on food stamps than on supporting the troops and a strong military. Remember Ollie North? He said the Pentagon got it backwards. He was one of many people that were pretty critical. So now instead, he says, we don't have a capable force. We've picked this budget apart way too much. And the proposed cuts in pay and all of that, the tax-free housing allowances, the commissary, the health insurance program, is going to force married guys out of the service. Which, you know, it's true. There's no doubt that part of it, it's like when they're selling you in the military, that it's one of the things that's always brought up. The housing, the subsidy you get, the commissary subsidy. It's so much cheaper to do this with a family, even when we move you around. The reductions that Hagel talked about, you heard a little bit there, would cut the military to pre-9/11 levels. Pre-9/11. So are we still going to be prepared? Is this going to jeopardize lives? Is this meaning that we don't have a commitment to training troops? Because what are you going to do there? Where are you going to cut back? Or is this all more huffing and puffing over territory? Because what size military do we need in the first place? Well, I'm one of those, and if you've listened to the show, you know this. The cuts to the military, to me, when you're just chopping people out of all the places where you're asking people to adapt and try to adjust, and after all the commitments and some of these ridiculous situations that we were in, and then to scale back, I really think it's wrong to do that to families. Cuts to, you heard Haley say it there, the National Guard, the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve. I think there's a reason to be concerned about that. That's disappointing. The National Guard, I think, has to be as intact as you can keep it. Think of how many times the National Guard's even called out stateside, of course, on emergencies. So that commitment is, I think it's brutal to take a scalpel to that. I think it makes it tough. I mean, what's happened in the last 12 years? How essential was the National Guard? I think that it's has been incredibly essential, is what I think. And some of the, of all the areas of cut, some of the mindless, ridiculous cutting and hurting the military readiness, I think is not a good thing. But this was part of what was the plan was. This was on the board. Hagel talked about it before. The proposed budget includes $115 billion more in spending than is authorized at this point in the levels under the sequester. So at this point, there are other things that could have been cut, but they're not going to. They're pushing this on the military. So I think it's hardly a reason to get excited. I think it's, if you're cutting troops, and I think you have to downsize your foreign policy and commitments if you're going to do that. Because for goodness sake, if we're going to be short anywhere, we don't want to be short stateside when, as I said, we come up with these emergencies, Mother Nature, etc. Because we are everybody's friend. We are all over the map. And that's going to change. maybe there are more troops going to be pulled out of Afghanistan. At this point, that's where a lot of energy and resources went. Same thing with Iraq. So the rollbacks there, I would assume some of that has to do with also the pullback. But then you think if people have been deployed 3 and 4 times, and if they're more in the grunt level, whew, you wonder if you're going to say to them, ah, sorry about that. Thanks for your service. Hopefully not too many fall into that crack. Speaking of falling into the crack, I got to update you on this because we talked about it. I talked about visiting Caracas, although it's been a very long time. But all those anti-government demonstrators, once again, a country in flux. President dies, they elect somebody else, boom, this is what happens. They put up barricades, they set off Molotov cocktails, set trash cans on fire, even though 13 people have died so far in the biggest unrest they've had for a decade. Traffic is like at a crawl in Caracas. It's too bad because there's some beautiful areas in that country, but not a place where another place where you would not want to be at this point. And this is a big challenge to the president, Maduro. Just 10 months in government. It doesn't look like there's enough people opposed that they could topple him. And Venezuela, remember that the whole oil thing, is the biggest exporter of crude oil and has the world's largest petroleum reserves. And you wonder all the help we put into that and what are we getting back for that? So they want Maduro to disarm the pro-government gangs and address the problems from crime to basic goods that people can't come up with to the protesters who are demanding that he step down less than a year into his term. And you just hope that it doesn't get worse. And they've sent in troops and done everything that they can on the government side. But there's definite problems with the rock throwing, with the tear gas. I mean, it's a grim situation. Very, very grim. And what's changed in less than a year? What's been so dramatic with Maduro? Although we had people on before the election and after the election saying, we told you this is what would happen. This is what would happen to Venezuela if we went in this direction. All right, one last one for you in this segment anyway. The minimum wage argument is far, far, far from over, friends. Governor Jindal now is weighing in, although he has along the way, saying that, you know, we've had these talks with the president. The Democrat and Republican state governors actually met with the president, and they're talking about Obama waving the white flag on minimum wage. So, not surprisingly, we're not going to see that. If there's an uptick, it's not going to be to 10-10. Which was what was federally mandated for executive order for federal workers that were in that kind of, that were being paid that way. So they're defending the initiative, but they're sort of backing down, sort of backing down. The governor of Louisiana says $7.25 an hour. That's the best, and certainly 10-10 would be too crippling. Stay with us.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You guys are going to love this one here on America Tonight. We have the director of the Free Enterprise Project, Justin Danhoff, with us. He's in our virtual green room. And, you know, we're always talking about, Justin, about fighting the good fight, some of the things that have happened, some cockamamie, lopsided things that have happened with some of these companies, and what they're portraying and what's really happening as you kind of peel back the layers. We'll explain that a little bit more if you haven't heard some of our discussions. And for a very long time, Justin and crew have been really duking it out with GE over their pursuit, let's say, of projects designed to reduce carbon dioxide because of this whole big balloon concern. I'm calling it the big fantasy balloon, the concern about climate change, because I'm talking about the amount of money. So the NCPPR has actually received an exciting notice from GE. I'm not going to steal the thunder from Justin. Justin, first of all, thanks for coming back on the show, and I'm sure you're shocked by what you're about to tell us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate, and shocked, relieved, and happy all at the same time. For over 6 years at the National Center, we have been working to get GE to curb its corporatist, cronyist behavior when it comes to the environment. And we finally received this year through the shareholder resolution process a concession from General Electric. And General Electric has now, at our request, changed their corporate documentation, both online and in their corporate incorporation documents, to say that they are done. They are no longer going to pursue projects that are solely interested in combating so-called climate change, global warmism, whatever you want to call it, that they are no longer going to pursue these projects after many, many years deep in the trenches of pursuing said projects. So it's been a long time coming. It was a hard fight. And in the end, the PR battle, which I've waged by coming on shows like yours, Kate, has really paid off. And I think that it's a great victory for the free market, a great victory for GE stockholders, and a great victory for those who stand up for common sense and have been on the correct side of this entire climate change debate. Because really, as you said, on the other side, it's all the pursuit of money. And on our side, it's been the pursuit of common sense and the actual science.
Yeah, and you think part of that is, and you and I have talked about this before, it's kind of like a shell game with climate change, because now you categorize. And the problem is with that is it's an easy, convenient way to pull money out and hope that no one's really paying close attention. And they say, oh, yeah, 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 that's important. So they build it up as though it's some monumental thing in the company itself. And then you peel the back a little bit further and it's really not, is it?
No, not at all. So for 30 or 40 years, activists on the left have been pushing corporations to adopt what they haven't been able to get the federal government to adopt, which is these corporate social responsibility documents that all these companies are out there trying to reduce their carbon footprint, right? Well, at first, companies went kicking and screaming along with this, but then they realized they could get in on the game and they could game the system. So what do companies like General Electric do? Well, they build wind turbines, and then they go lobby the federal government to make sure that they get subsidies for those turbines and that anybody buying them also gets subsidies. So, you know, there's a lot of faux outrage when it comes out that General Electric paid no taxes last year. Well, you know why that is? Because John Q. taxpayers subsidized a lot of the green energy projects that General Electric was engaged in. That's not the sole reason they paid no taxes, but it's a lot of it. And General Electric really is the poster boy for this type of cronyism, because it goes well past wind turbines. When GM wasn't selling enough of the Chevy Volt, guess who came to bail them out? Well, GE, of course, because they got all the rebates for buying them. And, of course, Jeffrey Immelt, the CEO of General Electric, is a good friend with President Barack Obama. So, you know, one hand washes the other in this corporatist type world, and two people end up holding the bag, the taxpayer and the investor. And so we at the National Center, these are the groups we look out for. We look out for the folks, while corporations are trying to rob us all blind in this pursuit of reduced carbon emissions for what it's been worth. And what it's been worth is not very much. And we're really glad that General Electric has come to this realization. And we hope it's a model for other companies. And believe me, we are going to be asking other companies to adopt this very same language going forward.
Yeah, and will you use this? You know, hey, here's what's happened with GE. It's this is the battle that was waged, but here's what they're telling their shareholders right now. Will you dig up some of that? I mean, obviously you have that information. Will you use that as part of what you're doing with other companies?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to tip my hand fully, Kate, but let me tell you, this Friday I'll be at the Apple shareholder meeting out in Cupertino, California, and believe me, their CEO, Tim Cook, is going to be put on the spot to answer this very question, whether he's willing to engage with us and adopt the same language that General Electric has adopted. Because think about the stance on the other side, right? So GE adopted our proposal for a lot of reasons, but one of them is the PR campaign that we could have waged against them and they knew was coming if they said no. What would they do? Tell their investors, sorry, guys, we're going to take the money that you worked hard to get, that you invested in our company, and we're going to give it to Al Gore so he can fly around on his private jet and give speeches about global warming. You know, like, this is the other side of the PR battle. So it's really, we're putting the companies between a rock and a hard place to tell your investors, are you wasting my money on this? Or when you engage in so-called sustainability, are you doing it with a profit motive? And, you know, is the shareholder value being protected? Because that's your fiduciary duty. So corporations all throughout this spring are going to be put on the spot by us to answer this very question.
Yeah, do you ever get any blowback from some of those groups after something like this happens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the stack of hate mail on my desk, yeah. it gets pretty large and it gets pretty vicious. And it's all ad hominem, though, because you know, what are the people who really, really, truly believe in this global warming theory do? First of all, they call folks like me deniers, which harkens back to the Holocaust. And it's a very pejorative term. The president himself has used it when it comes to climate change. So, you know, this is, we do get plenty of blowback at the National Center. You know, none of it bothers me because it's not fact-based. It's not argument-based. It's emotional. It's ad hominem. And that's what the other side has delved into. That's because they've lost many, many times at the Supreme Court. They've lost many times in the legislative battle when they tried to get cap and trade CO2 put on this country, and they're angry about it and they lash out because why? Because it's a money game for them, and apparently we're taking away some of their money.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, that's what will happen. I always say on this show, listen, I'm willing to listen to anyone that wants to talk about, like, have a serious conversation about what is fact and what isn't. And I think too much that gets floated out there because show me the facts. If you have the facts that turn my opinion around, bring them on. But don't you find the same thing? So you're going on that. You're saying, great, let's cull all the information because you're not trying to go down that same path. If somebody shows you hardcore information, then Justin changes his mind, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, right, they come out with their most recent report. They had 102 computer models. 102 computer models are wrong. Yet in their most recent report, they say their confidence in their theory went from 90 to 95% based on 102 failed computer models. So when these are the facts that they bring out and they bring to the table, I counter with the fact that 17 years there's been no warming. And my favorite quote from Gold in My Ear, folks, don't be humble. You're not that important. General Electric curbing some carbon emissions ain't going to do much when it comes to China and India and the world predicts. So, you know, go ahead and buy your Prius, but don't be humble because you're not that important.
Yeah, you think the shareholders, I would think, would be ecstatic about this because actually it saves them money, correct? That's what we bring this back around.
Oh, definitely. That's one of the more important points on this battle, too. And we've actually heard from many GE shareholders thanking us and applauding us for our work. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just about the shareholders, but that, you know, that makes me feel good. GE's decision makes me feel good, and I think it really should make the American public feel better because, look, the global warming climate change trope has been going on for, you know, more than two decades. The science isn't bearing them out anymore, and the American public is seeing through it. If you take opinion polls of what are the 10 most important issues when it comes to electing politicians or in your life these days, climate change doesn't even make the top 10 most polls anymore. So the public's starting to wake up. I'm trying to wake up corporate America one company after another, and I think that GE is a very good start.
All right, excellent. Justin Danhof, thanks so much for coming on from the National Center. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.